The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Oh, yeah, we're up on the roof. Of course we are. First thing in the morning with Quality Roofing. And we have in the studio this morning our CEO of Quality Roofing Solutions, Brian Ward, is here. The marketing team is here, and I'm a little upset with them because they've got cameras and they're videoing this morning, and they did not tell me to bring my makeup artist in. And so I'm going to have headphone hair for this, which will be lovely, but okay. And then we also have a guest, Christine Rushing, and I'll let Brian introduce Christine.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. My friend Christine Rushing is here with us. She is a certified insurance consultant and an expert in all things insurance, particularly for customers like ours who are navigating challenges with their insurance and their roof. So hopefully she can provide some insight and answer some questions for you guys.
Excellent. I love it that you're here because we're getting into the season with quotation marks around it where we'll be calling our insurance agents as different storms come through. So it's going to be great to hear some of your expertise this morning. So Brian, before we get started on that though, tell us about Quality Roofing, your company, how long you've been here. There might be someone tuning in this morning that maybe has not heard of y'all or has heard of you but wants to know more.
Yeah, so we're locally owned and operated, started in 2006, so been here nearly 20 years.
Wow.
In business, and we serve all roof types, all systems, all residential and commercial.
Gosh, okay, so that's a broad scope, so not just repairs, but even construction, that kind of thing too?
That's right.
Okay, so if you have a question for Quality Roofing, our experts are in the house, and our number here, the text line is working, yay, today, so super psyched about that, 850-437-1620. Text in your questions or comments, because we would love to hear from you, and that's the purpose of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Okay, so tell us a little bit about why you brought Christine in today.
Sure, so there's so many of our customers who receive this letter, the dreaded letter that comes from the insurance company for non-renewal, basically citing the age or condition of the roof and what feels like them being forced into replacing a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I think is a common occurrence and concern for the community. So wanted to bring Christy in to talk a little bit about that, maybe answer some questions. That I think is worth discussion is what age do you find that carriers are generally sending those letters out? What roof age does that generally happen?
Yeah, sure. So I'm thankful to be here with you guys and talk about the dreaded topic that no one enjoys talking about unless it's painful. So when it comes to roofs and that non-renewal letter or the underwriting letter that you may receive, typically what prompts the carrier is the four-point inspections or the wind mitigation inspections that are sent in to them. And what they're doing is they're entering that in their system, and even if you've been with a carrier for quite some time, there is that trigger that within, you know, if there's 3 years of remaining life or some carriers, 5 years of remaining life, that's when you're going to get that letter. And if you've replaced it and maybe not told your agent, then they're going to ask for either a receipt, photos, maybe an updated four-point or wind mitigation inspection so that way they can update their records.
Gotcha.
Okay, so how does the roof condition affect the homeowner's ability to secure or renew their insurance policy?
It's the determining factor. Mm-hmm. If the roof is in bad shape, and typically, even if, let's say, there's 10 years of remaining life, and it looks good on the inspection, the carrier will send an inspector out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's customary, and that's why some individuals decide to stay with their carrier because they don't want to prompt an inspection. However, if you choose to move to a new carrier, they will send out an inspector, and they're going to take another look at the roof. Even if you've done, and that's a common question, is why do I need an inspection, especially if I already sent in the 4.1 mitigation inspection.
Mm-hmm.
They need to validate what's on those inspections. So they're going to take a look at, you know, the granules on the roof. They're going to take a look if there's any sort of curling or anything like that that may need to be attended to.
Okay. So go ahead, Ron.
Yeah. So can you explain why the age of the roof is such a big factor in their underwriting process? Like, why do they care about the age of the roof as much or more than the overall condition?
Yeah, so that's a pain point because it could be what's conceived to be a really good roof, but because it's within that age, then they feel forced that they have to replace it. And that's a good question because it comes down to actuarially what they've seen in the event of storms. They have tremendous amount of data. You know, it's not just Florida based, although we are in the hurricane path. But all along the Gulf Coast, when they're paying out claims, they are taking a look at what are the age of the roofs. Now, I will say that my mom, during the last hurricane that we had, Hurricane Sally, and this might play into the type of questions that you may get and the type of roof to be installed, but she had 3-tab shingles installed on her roof. And it was only 5 years old, and her entire roof, like it, her ceilings caved in because three tabs, they just pulled off like sticky notes. So, you know, and that's my firsthand experience with, you know, a fairly new roof, but the type of roof and maybe how it was installed, we couldn't get a hold of the, you know, cause the roofer that installed it wasn't local. So we couldn't get a hold of them to see if they can help. So, you know, but it's for us a determining factor of not 3 tabs, and mostly carriers won't accept 3 tabs anymore. They do want that architectural roof.
I'm glad you mentioned the type of roof. What about other roof types? For example, metal roofs instead of shingle roofs. Are metal roofs subject to the same sort of criteria in terms of the age and when you may or may not receive the letter of non-renewal?
Yes, and that's, you know, I'm in the industry and I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and there's some things I get and there's some things I that don't make sense to me. But the current requirements on the metal roof, it is one, because in the past, and I will say in the past, everyone that's listening to this show knows a turmoil that Florida has gone under with homeowners insurance, especially for the past 3 to 5 years. Prior to that, there was this schedule of replacement for architectural shingled roofs, metal roofs, and your clay roofs. And it was on this graduated scale. It was really 15 to 20 years, 25 to 30 years, 50 plus years for your clay tiles. Within the past 5 years, I'm not on the actuarial side, so I can't speak to the data behind a lot of the underwriting decisions. However, now they do treat, and it's getting better. So for a number of years, and I would probably say for the past year to 2 years, they put asphalt shingles and clay shingles on the same schedule.
Wow.
Which makes no sense to me. We're starting to see that loosen up a little bit. And I think, you know, with some of the legislation and the special sessions that we've had, you know, over the past 2 years, has been great for the insurance industry. It's great for clients. However, it's going to take some time for it to flush out in regards to fraudulent claims, in regards to the assignment of benefits, in regards to so many things that have really kind of was that perfect storm for the industry.
So is there anything that would give us insight from my perspective as a roofing contractor or a homeowner's perspective, or even yours as an agent, which roof type, like what that schedule is, like is it different from carrier to carrier, or is there some sort of like industry standard where we know going into it, it's like approaching a roof replacement purchase decision, do we know that, okay, in 15 years I don't expect the carrier to force me to replace it if I use this type of roof, but if I use this type I can expect 20 years, if I do this type I can expect 30 years. Is there a schedule or any point of reference that we can?
Not that's common with the carriers. We have, and we represent close to 15 to 20 carriers.
Wow.
And it's different. Mm. It's different from carrier to carrier. Now, the commonality is most people, and you can speak in regards to this, but most people have the asphalt shingles.
That's right.
And so with that, it's just, it is, you know, between that 15 to 20 years, you know you're going to have to replace it.
Yeah.
And typically when I'm having conversations with clients, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, I know I'm getting to that lifespan. I need to change my roof. You know, talk to me about my insurance. And, you know, when I get those questions, it's really do what you have to do to your home to protect your home from further damage, not because you think that you're going to get that lower premium to pay for the roof. That's not going to happen. It will over time because you've hardened your home. You're installing the things that you need to. However, you know, if you think that you're going to spend whatever it is that first year, that should be the reduction in your premium. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our guests this morning are Brian Ward, who's the CEO with Quality Roofing Solutions, and Christine Rushing. She's a certified insurance consultant, operations manager, and risk advisor with Accentria. Is that how you pronounce it?
Accentria.
Accentria Insurance. So if you have a question, our experts are here, 850-437-1620. Along these lines, one of the things I hear a lot of times is, what kind of documentation do I need as I'm renewing my insurance? How can I guarantee that the insurer is not going to come back and go, oh, well, you missed this when you were getting your inspection? There always seems to be these little caveats that I didn't notice in the fine print. So what do you need to do? How do you go with this? When you get that letter and we want you to renew, who do you call? What do you do?
Sure. So there's these two inspections that are common in the industry, which is a four-point inspection. And that's typically valid for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a wind mitigation inspection, which is a state form. And all the inspectors that are out there that do this on a regular basis, they know that form to use. And so that's valid for 5 years.
Mm.
So typically with those two inspections, now what, you know, if since the last time you've had those inspections done, you've replaced your roof, it's a good idea to go ahead and get those inspections updated.
Does it make sense to have a second opinion? Because I know there's a few public adjusters, and I've talked to some folks in construction too, they've said they've seen where the footage might have been wrong, or there's certain the things that come in that might just be an honest mistake.
You know, I think that would be rare. Typically, because we see a lot of those inspections mm-hmm. and the clients, most of the time they know. However, there are some where we take a look at it and, you know, our team does a great job with really pre-underwriting on the upfront. And there might be something that's on there that's questionable or may cause them to ask additional questions. They'll either come back to the homeowner or they may actually make a phone call to the inspector and inquire about what is it. Maybe it doesn't match the permit or mm-hmm. whatever the case is. So it's really rare that you have to get a second opinion. But you know, that's not to say that won't happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You mentioned, some of the things you want to make sure that you don't let slip through the cracks.
Right.
It was actually just, in the past week, I was, helping a client navigate a challenge, where he had a roof replaced.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around 10 or 15 years ago, but as a commercial building, they put a really high quality standing zinc metal roof on there. Unfortunately, the gentleman that he hired did not pull a roofing permit. So,
oh gosh.
As far as the insurance carrier is concerned, it never had a new roof. And
oh,
it doesn't
no.
matter what sort of inspections we provide or documentation or photos, any like they really don't care. If he doesn't have a new roof installed, they're going to non-renew. And he's in a position already where he's with Citizens and he really doesn't have another option. He can't go shop with another carrier.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of between a rock and a hard place because he has to have a new roofing permit pulled in order to insure the property.
Wow. So this has been for 15 years almost?
Right. So hypercritical. If
yeah.
you're going to have a roof replacement, make sure you're using somebody that's going to do things right and obviously pull a permit and have that finalized.
And just to put in a little plug, that's what y'all do at Quality Roofing.
Yes.
So explain the process for you on your end when you find out someone has come to you, they're looking to replace it. You've got your information from Christine here. How do you all approach a new client or a new situation?
So it's really just like any other client when they're navigating this process. Our process doesn't change. However, Christine, you may be able to articulate like what are some steps. Let's say a client receives this letter of non-renewal, like what are the steps that they should take, and is there a sense of urgency behind that?
Absolutely. It's you know, because everyone's in a different phase of life. You know, maybe they're out of town, they can't get to it. But it is treated urgent because typically they will give you 45 days, sometimes longer. But don't just put the letter aside because the carriers won't make that, that exception, because we get a number of calls, you know, hey, look, you know, can I get more time? Well, you need to go ahead and make the appointment. And sometimes we can work with the carrier if there's already an appointment in place. Maybe they can't get to the roof until the last day. However, what we do encounter is carriers are pretty rigid when it comes to those dates of wanting to make sure that it's done, especially if it's they're obligating to another 12 months of renewing the policy. They want to make sure that, the work has been done before then.
What do you do if you get a letter that says they're not going to renew your policy?
Yeah, that's immediately. It's, you know, for the agent, especially the agent that you're working with, and especially an independent agent, there's some other options. So they're going to take a look at, you know, what is it that the letter, what's causing the non-renewal? And if it's the roof, that's really up to the insured or the homeowner to go ahead and get that scheduled to get the roof replaced. Because it's getting those documentations, the updated four point, the receipt, the photos, the updated wind mitigation, so that way the agent can do what they need to do to secure additional coverage.
Well, sounds like a lot of paperwork and a lot of work. So if you've got a 45-day deadline, can you get that done, Brian,
we
quickly?
Can absolutely, yeah, absolutely, we can get that done.
But that's a short amount of time.
Yeah, you need to move quickly. So generally, our entire process, beginning to end, is about 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's like a comfortable pace. We can expedite in some cases, but you don't want to be that guy, right?
I need
a roof and a completed permit in 5 days. Like that's
by Monday.
That is a stretch,
right?
Yeah. So, I think just taking action when you receive that letter, and getting the ball rolling, so that nothing is urgent.
Right.
It's just everything can kind of follow its natural and ordinary pace, and you'll finish with some time left on the clock.
Hopefully, yes. So, Christine, what is the biggest thing that you've seen, the biggest mistake that homeowners make? Because you've been doing this now 30 years?
Yeah, close to 30 years. I think everyone does and makes decisions to their best ability with what their current situation is.
That was very diplomatic.
And, you know,
very kind for people like me. But Meg, you did the best you could with the knowledge you had at the time.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's asking those questions. It's, you know, understanding your insurance policy. And what I will say is, you know, there's all kinds of situations that may happen, especially now where we've got a lot of clients because of the insurance premiums, the way they've been, they're choosing to exclude wind. And in that situation, they're going to personally fund the replacement of any damage, whether it's the roof, any sort of wind damage, whether or not it's based on a hurricane, a thunderstorm or tornado, whatever it is, they're going to have to come out of pocket for that. And so, you know, the other thing I would say is, understanding your policy, it's understanding the way it's written, to save money. Sometimes they'll quote it on an actual cash value basis instead of replacement cost. And basically what that is replacement cost is to replace it, based on today, like kind quality. So if you have an asphalt roof, that doesn't mean they'll come in with a metal roof. They're going to replace it with an asphalt roof, subject to your deductible. There's also a new, and it's really been within the past year, it's called a roof replacement schedule. And so what the carrier is doing is that's very similar to actual cash value, but they have a schedule. So, you know, if today your roof was replaced and it's, you know, you're starting your policy, then it shows, okay, in 2 years, this is how much we will provide you subject to your deductible to replace your roof. And the older the roof is, the lesser that amount is.
Okay.
And some people may choose, they'll just tell their agent, I just want the cheapest thing possible. Well, understand what that means, because you might be compromising on, now you've got a claim to contend with, how much the carrier will be able to pay towards that claim. So it's, and sometimes, you know, it's worth the savings. Sometimes it's not. Just really depending on the carrier. So, you know, ask those questions and inquire what that is, because, you know, the coaching and the advice that we give to clients is if you're going to take that risk, that's absolutely, we all take risks in life. It's making sure that you have the money set aside to help replace that.
This is Pep Talk, talking with Christine Rushing and Brian Ward with Quality Roofing Quality Roofing Solutions, and Christine is with Accenture Insurance. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. One of the things you touched on was the wind, and then you have the regular policy, something we've mentioned before. What about flood and water? I got in trouble with I shared this before after one of the hurricanes. They said, well, we don't cover that because the rain came through the window, and that's flood.
That's not really the case.
So I'm asking.
I'm over here twitching.
No, I know. So I'm saying, how do I make sure in the fine print that I'm really covered?
Sure. So I'm going to touch on the easy part of that is the difference of flood. Flood is considered rising water.
Mm-hmm.
So flood is not, you've got a hole in your roof, you've got water pouring in, and now you've got a couple of inches of water in your house. No, that's a result of the wind. Flood, and typically it's those policies are written through the National Flood Insurance Program or private flood, but typically it's rising water, and it constitutes two adjacent properties, so your house and the road, mm-hmm. maybe an acre or more. So, you know, when they take a look at that, that's what they're constituting as flood, which is entirely different than water backup, and maybe the sewage system got clogged up and you've got water coming in through your toilets. That's not flood either. That's considered water backup.
Okay. Interesting. All right, Brian.
You mentioned something earlier, and I think this is an important point to make. If someone's obviously, you know, they're price sensitive to the cost of their insurance renewal, and let's say they've got a quote that excludes wind coverage, like, what's the worst case scenario if someone opts to exclude wind coverage?
Worst case scenario, and we typically talk them through a claim, because walking someone through a claim and losing their home and having to figure out what to do strikes an emotional chord. Worst case scenario is, and to think big picture, is maybe you now lost a roof, and we've seen video footages of a lot of these storms that come in, and you see the roof just peeling off of these homes. That's worst case scenario. Another worst case scenario is you've got a tornado that comes through and levels it, and you walk up and all you see is a slab. You know, and when you really look at that, you're now thinking that you don't have, excluding wind, you don't have the assistance of a carrier to help replace your home. So now you've got to figure out, can you rebuild? Do you have the money to rebuild? And now what do you do for you and your family?
So in an effort to save what could amount to $100, maybe $200 a month across the term of a policy, you're potentially putting yourself at risk of hundreds of thousands of dollars out of pocket in repairs by excluding that coverage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Scary.
Yeah, you need to be smart when you live in Florida. Yeah. And try to be as covered as possible, I think, right?
That's right.
All right, we're talking with Quality Roofing here with Brian Ward. He's the CEO. Christine Rushing, who's full of a lot of knowledge. I'm really learning a lot this morning. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Just a couple minutes left. Anything we all would like to touch on before we go?
I was hoping we would have a couple of caller questions, but I think we're getting pretty close to wrapping up. So,
mm-hmm.
Christine, do you have anything?
No, the only thing I would say is if you don't understand your policy, talk to your agent. You know, they've got a wealth of knowledge. They understand. And if you have claim scenarios, walk them through claim scenarios and see how that's going to impact you. Especially now that we're going into hurricane season. Well, actually, we are in hurricane season.
Yes, we are.
You know, understand your deductibles. You know, most homeowners policies have a 2% hurricane deductible. And that's 2% not of the loss. It's 2% of your dwelling limit. So take a look at that. Most insurance policies will do the calculation for you and tell you what that is. So it's, you know, it's always just making sure that you have access to that aside, because it does matter when a claim happens.
And when you get that new renewal in your email, print it.
That's right.
Print it so you have a hard copy. All right, we're out of time. Thanks again for being here. Brian Ward with Quality Roofing Solutions. Christine Rushing, thank you so much. Tell us how we can reach you, Brian, of Quality Solutions, Roofing Solutions.
You can reach us at 850-788-7691 or online at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
And if someone wanted to reach you, Christine, your website and number?
Sure. It's Accentria Insurance, and our phone number is 850-497-6510.